Pavamitsiya, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah returns to the issue of Ona'a, and it tells us that Elu Dvarim She'en Lahem Ona'a, the following items are not subject to the laws of Ona'a. Ha'avadim, slaves, the purchase and sale of a slave, there's no such thing as overcharging. V'hashtaros, documents, if you're selling a document, let's say a document that says I owe you $100 and you sell it to somebody else. V'hakarkos, or when selling karka, selling real estate, hekdeshos, or if the treasurer of hekdesh is selling an item, he's not subject to onah, or for that matter, if you have a karban which has a mum and you want to sell the karban. Also, since that was previously hekdesh, the Melech Shlomo understands that that would not be subject to the laws of onah. Now, these same items, avadim, shtaros, karkos, and hekdeshos, also are not subject to some other laws. Ein lahem tashlumei kefel. If somebody steals these items, normally a person who steals an item has to pay a penalty of 100%. They do not have to pay that kefil. They don't have to pay the double amount. V'lo tashlumei arba v'chamisha. They also are not subject to the laws of if a person steals a shor oseh, they don't have to pay the 4 and the 5 penalty as well. Now, all of these things, by the way, are learned out from psukim, that these halachas do not apply to any of these items. Shomer chinam eino nishba. If somebody is a unpaid watchman and normally has to take an oath, has to take a shvua that he was not poshea, that he was not negligent in his shmira and his guarding, he does not have to take that oath. He's just believed to say he was not negligent. He doesn't have to take that oath in any of these items, in avadim, shtaros, karkos, or hekdeshos. Not only that, v'nosi sachar eino mishalim. If somebody is a paid watchman, he's a paid watchman, and normally a paid watchman is liable for geneva and aveda, for something if the item is stolen or if the item is lost, he does not have to pay those items as long as he's not negligent, and he's believed to say he's not negligent in the case of all of these items. Now, Rabbi Shimon disputes one point. He says, Kodeshim shu chayev b'achar yusan. If it's a karban which a person has achrayas for, because he made a neder and says I'm going to bring a karban, so let's say he's going to bring a karban ola, and therefore if the karban that he set aside got lost, he has an obligation to bring another one. So that one yesh lohen ona, that he would have be subject to the laws of ona. So that if let's say it got a mum and he sold it, it would have the status of ona since. Since it has achrayas, he has a responsibility for it. It has the status of being his own money versus being hektish's money. However, b'she'enu chayev b'achar yusan, if it's a type of a carbon in which he has no achrayas, he just took this animal and said he was going to bring it as a carbon, now it is a neder. Ein lohan ona, it is not subject to the laws of ona. As we said previously, there's no ona subject to hektish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's an additional category of items that are not subject to ona. Hamocher sefer Torah. If somebody sells a sefer Torah, or a behemoth, or an animal, margolis, or a diamond, ein lohan ona, it's also not subject to the laws of ona, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Bryce in the Gemara explains that a sefer Torah is not subject to the laws of ona because there is no end to its value. It's invaluable. And an animal and a diamond, both of those items, you need to pair them up. Sometimes an animal needs to be paired with another animal, let's say for work. And a margolis, it depends on its setting. These things are very subject to the context, and therefore, since they're subject to a particular context, they don't have a specific value, and therefore you can't be subject to the laws of ona. Amru lo, however, the Chachamim disputed Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, lo amru ela es elu. No, the Sefer Torah, Behemar Argolis, are not included in the list. Those items which are not subject to Ona are only, as we said before, Avadim, Shtaros, Karkos, and Hekdeshos, and not Sefer Torah, Behemar Argolis, as Rabbi Yehuda contends.